Hey everyone, thanks for coming. And today I would like to talk a little bit about the Bluetooth mesh and what we did in the Rust ecosystem to basically support it, both on the embedded and on the Linux side. And it's a good continuation on the topic that we had in the previous session, because it's a little bit comparable. And there's a lot of material, so basically what I will, and a little time, 20 minutes, so what I will basically give you today is a lot of teasers and a lot of pointers, and I hope you'll get interested and could follow the links to further investigate things. So let's get started with what the Bluetooth mesh is. Bluetooth mesh is based on the BLE, so Bluetooth Low Energy technology, but it's designed to create a mesh network so all devices on top of it, meaning that you should be able to connect nodes or devices directly in the dynamic hierarchies basically. What's different between the Bluetooth mesh and the Thread, for example, is that Bluetooth mesh doesn't use any routing. It's based on the managed flooding principle, meaning that device will try to publish messages to all the devices in the range, and those devices will then figure out what to do next with those messages that have been received. And it supports publish-subscribe model, as we will see in a minute. So this is how it basically looks like, and it's a similar what Stefan showed us with the Thread. So we have a regular nodes that can send and receive messages. We have relay nodes, which are only there to extend the range of the network. So they're just relaying things that they're receiving. And in a similar fashion as Thread, we can have a low power nodes that are mostly sleeping and are not active, and which are accompanied by the friend nodes, which will buffer messages addressed toward the over these low power nodes. The stack looks something like this. So, as I said, like we have a Bluetooth Low Energy as a basic layer. There's a networking layer that's responsible for creating networks and exchanging keys and all that kind of things. And then we have an application layer, which is completely defined in the Bluetooth mesh, meaning that all our models are predefined, and we can use it as we will see now. So, as I said, the models are defined. So for example, all the things that are talking like a sensors or on-off switches are defined at the model as a models on the application level on the mesh. And we can have a client and the server models, meaning that the client and the server will exchange the messages and communicate like that. So how does it work then is that each device, each node has multiple elements, and those elements can have a multiple client or server models between them. And each element has its own unicast address that can be used to address an element within the device. We can also create more complex hierarchies by defining a group of addresses and defining the virtual addresses, which provides us with a way to create more complex topologies and to have like a full power of publish-subscribe architectures on the mesh level. Every device is part of a particular network and a particular application within that network, meaning that all the messages that are exchanged between the devices are double encrypted with the network and the application key. To onboard device onto the network, we need to go through something like a provisioning process, meaning that that we need to have like a special node that will behave like a provisioner of the network. And that node will be responsible for creating and managing the keys, setting the addresses, and things like that. So, what are the use cases? On top of the Bluetooth low energy, we can have a extended range and more flexible topologies. But we can also have existing hardware. So this is just another application on existing Bluetooth low energy hardware that can be applied, but with more flexible technologies and providing an option to connect a larger number of devices. So. I don't want to go too deep into this because it's probably a session of its own. We heard a lot of, about Thread here, but this is just a small comparison between all the competing technologies in the space, right? And their respective solutions in all the different layers. So. What's when you started playing with this, we had one goal in mind, and that is to create like a full stack, meaning that we can create application based on the Bluetooth mesh that will cover the full stack.